The New York Stock Exchange might change hands yet again. The New York Times is reporting that the owner of the exchange is in talks to be acquired by an upstart commodities and derivatives trading platform called the Intercontinental Exchange. The deal is expected to be worth billions of dollars and could be announced today. Joining us now to tell us more is WNYC contributor and New York Times op-ed columnist Joe Nocera. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Soteria.
So tell us about this company, Intercontinental Exchange.
Well, they're one of a number of companies that have grown up over the last couple of decades that focus less on stock trading and more on trading commodities and derivatives especially. And derivatives is really where the money is now in trading. And so they do energy futures and they do, they do just commodities trading. And it is a more profitable business. And companies like the New York Stock Exchange that do old-fashioned stock trading, those commissions have dwindled to almost nothing, and they're in search of new markets and new profits.
You know, this is the second time that Intercontinental Exchange has tried to take over the New York Stock Exchange, but the Justice Department threatened to block the first offer. What makes this takeover different?
Well, the main difference is that the Intercontinental Exchange teamed up with the NASDAQ, which, of course, is the stock exchange's main stock-buying rival. And so the Justice Department basically said, we're not going to allow a combination that would put NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange in the same company because the market share would be far too high and they would have a monopoly. So that's what knocked that one down.
You mentioned that the New York Stock Exchange, has been looking for new opportunities because, stocks aren't really as profitable as they used to be trading stocks. What's in it for Intercontinental Exchange?
Well, they do get a derivatives business that the New York Stock Exchange has. They're trying to grow and become powerful. All of these exchanges are busy trying to buy each other up. I mean, the New York Stock Exchange almost had a deal, you may recall, not long ago with the German Stock Exchange, and that was called off mainly because German regulators didn't want to be their stock exchange to be owned by our stock exchange. So they're all in this process of consolidating because profits are being squeezed. It's a tough market. High frequency trading is taking over the market, and so electronics matter a whole lot more. One thing you'd be interested to know is that the Intercontinental Exchange recently ended the practice of having people trade on the floor in their London office. And the New York Stock Exchange still has lots of people milling around on the floor. It's a great for tourists, but it really is almost meaningless for the actual trading of stocks in the modern age.
So that's something that they may bring here to New York, just like they did in London, as you're saying?
Well, it would be bad for the tourist trade, but it might be good for their bottom line.
Now, there's still a chance, of course, that these talks could fall apart. What are some of the challenges these two companies are facing, in trying to merge?
Well, there are two main problems with these kind of mergers. One is nationalism, and that one is not a part of this one because the ICE is in Atlanta and the New York Stock Exchange is in New York. But the second problem is going to be market share. I think there'll be less of a problem with this than in previous deals. They do seem to have less overlap. But there's always that concern that as these stock exchanges merge, they become more monopolistic, and the Justice Department seems to be very, very cautious about these kind of mergers.
And what could all this mean for the average investor?
Well, unfortunately for the average investor, it doesn't mean anything particular, this deal, but it's a continuation of a trend that's going away from the kind of stock trading that you and I might understand and do, and much more towards this machine-oriented, high-frequency trading where it's all programmed, it's all algorithms, and really the little guy, the stock trader, gets left behind. And one of the things these mergers are about is, efficiency of computers, efficiency of just the way they do business. And, frankly, the trades that you and I might do have become less and less important to the stock exchanges.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Joe.
Well, thank you.
WNYC contributor and the New York Times op-ed columnist Joe Nocera. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.